This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Just about a month away from a series of events, the Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby. Want to talk to one of the organizers this morning, Chris Baumgartner. On Chris, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate the opportunity.
So the event, or really events, is January 29th to February 1st. Kind of give us an overall look at what all is going on and why it's been happening for 33 years.
Well, it's going to be the start of our 33rd annual Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby. On Wednesday, January 29th, we start out by having a student day. And then on Thursday, January 30th, we have our Kids Day event. And on Friday and Saturday, January 31st and February 1st, we do our Catch and Release Steelhead Derby. And on Friday, January 31st, in the evening, we do the Derby dinner and auction to raise all the money to help it enhance these fisheries.
Now, I understand that your focus is kind of on the Kids Day. Tell us more about that and why you think it's important.
Well, basically, this is an opportunity to give back to the kids for their hard work contributing to our fisheries and to most a first-time experience fishing and possibly boating. Our hope is that a lot of these kids continue to support and enjoy our fisheries and can produce, it also provides hatchery, fish angling, kids fishing opportunities, boating safety, community investment, respect for the watershed and future generations.
And of course, these kids are all from Eastwood Elementary School, where they've got their own special facility.
Correct. So, again, they've done a lot of work day in and day out to help raise these steelhead, and they drop them into Deer Creek so that hopefully they can return.
Wow. So what led to you getting involved in being a part of this?
Well, after participating in an event over time, I realized how fun it was to be a part of an event that included fishing, boating, and kids. So roughly about 10 years ago, my father-in-law asked me if I'd be interested in taking over the Kids Day event. So, you know, I gladly accepted. It's great to have the support from our community members, volunteers, our community businesses, state and local agencies to help keep this event happening. And it's a great way to bring our community together and raise funds to support our enhancement projects.
So let's talk about this Catch and Release Steelhead Derby. I mean, you've got a lot of teams here, and I understand it's really it's dozens of guides as well, really helping people have a premium experience.
Yeah, this year we're going to have about 40 teams with 80 anglers, and there's roughly 42 guides, and they'll be fishing the North, South, and Main Stem Umpqua on Friday and Saturday, and should be a great fishery this year with hopefully the water recedes a bit.
Well, and I understand that the way this is set up, people fish in two different places over the course of the 2 days, so you're not going out to the same location twice.
That is correct. They try to divide them up to, you know, keep the pressure off of the river system as much as possible.
Now, on Friday, the Derby dinner and auction, I mean, this is a big deal, about 700 people a year. Talk about some of the auction items.
So, I know I don't have an official list of all the auction items, but I believe this year they're going to auction off a willy boat, some guided fishing trips, four-wheelers, guns. There's an African safari hunt, a Diamond Lake family package, day trips, golf, and a whole bunch of other items.
So a lot of money generated over the years to go to education projects and kind of provide matching grants to groups that are trying to help improve the fishery, right?
Correct. Absolutely. And, you know, there's just a lot of opportunities still to help generate some more funds from our local businesses and some of our outlying businesses that actually, you know, put money back into our community, even though they're outside the area.
So if somebody wants to get involved with their business or individually, how do they do that?
They can contact the VTO office and get a hold of Tina Roy. We're always accepting new applications for help.
All right, and her number is 672-0757. What are you looking forward to most about the event next month?
Well, basically, watching the kids enjoy a safe day on the water, fishing and boating. Some of the kids have never experienced anything like this, and it's fun to see the excitement generated on their faces. Lots of fishing, lots of boating, lots of food, lots of smiles and laughter. And again, with all our local businesses, volunteers, and fish hatcheries that helps keep this event going.
All right, Chris Baumgartner, Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby. It's January 29th to February 1st. And again, to get plugged in, 672-0757. Chris, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle, and Happy New Year to all.
All right, 8:37 at the Morning Report.